This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kirk Hazlett II shares a Minnesota cabin with his brother. As they finish dinner, Hazlett's brother notices a man with a gun approaching the home. But by the time he retrieves his own gun, the man, now recognized as Hazlett's son, Kirk Hazlett III, has already fired three shots at his father. The younger Hazlett forces his uncle to sit on the couch and watch as he fires six more shots at his dad, killing him.
Nancy, police had been to the cabin a month earlier when Hazlett II called police on his drunken son for allegedly threatening him. It was then that Hazlett III was trespassed from the property and the security camera installed. After the shooting, the younger Hazlett returned home and called police, not to turn himself in, but to address an issue with his girlfriend. The girlfriend says Hazlett has, quote, not seen eye to eye with his father for quite some time.
Kirk Hazlett III, 31, and now charged with murder and kidnap. Michigan police attempt to arrest James Kerr, 41, at his home on outstanding warrants. Kerr, however, refuses to get off his riding lawnmower to get arrested. He actually chases an officer with the mower, but then rides away when the cop reaches for a taser. Kerr eventually crashes the lawnmower in a ditch and pulls a handgun from a hidden holster on the lawnmower. The officer immediately tases Kerr, who shoots himself in the hand. He's arrested after a quick detour to the hospital, additionally charged with resisting an officer. How about that fleeing felon on a lawnmower? That's a new one. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The death penalty will remain a possible sentence for Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students 2 years ago. In handing down his decision, Judge Stephen Hippler rejected a defense motion to remove the death penalty as an option, despite arguments that it violates modern standards of decency and international treaties against prisoner mistreatment. Prosecutors pointed out that Idaho courts have upheld the death penalty in similar cases. Koberger, a former graduate student at Washington State University, is charged in the November 2022 stabbings of Ethan Chapin, Zainer Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez. Investigators say DNA on a knife sheath, cell phone records, and surveillance video tie him to the crime. Koberger has pleaded not guilty. His trial is set for August and could last up to 3 months. Prosecutors plan to pursue the death penalty if he is convicted. The Illinois Supreme Court has overturned actor Jussie Smollett's conviction for staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself in 2019. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The court ruled Smollett should not have been charged a second time after reaching a prior deal with Cook County prosecutors. Smollett, who is black and gay, claimed two men assaulted him near his Chicago home, yelling slurs, placing a noose around his neck, and referencing Donald Trump's MAGA slogan. Chicago police initially launched a massive investigation before declaring the attack a hoax. Prosecutors later alleged Smollett staged the attack for publicity, paying two associates from his TV show Empire to carry it out. The state's highest court found that a special prosecutor improperly reopened the case after Smollett's original charges were dropped in exchange for forfeiting a $10,000 bond and performing community service. The initial decision drew sharp criticism for not requiring an admission of guilt. Smollett was convicted in 2021 of lying to police and sentenced to 150 days in jail, of which he served six. He has maintained his innocence throughout the legal battle. While his attorney celebrated the ruling, the special prosecutor, Dan Webb, said he disagreed with the decision, but emphasized it did not exonerate Smollett.
Chicago officials are still seeking $130,000 in restitution through a civil lawsuit to recoup police overtime costs from the investigation.
Thanks, John. Hannah Kobayashi, 31, could not be more excited for her bucket list trip to New York City to visit an aunt. Hannah's mom, Brandy Yee, sees her off at the Maui, Hawaii airport. Hannah has to switch planes in L.A. to get to New York. However, after getting to LAX, she sends several odd texts to a friend saying she, quote, got tricked into pretty much giving away all my funds. She says she was tricked for someone I thought I loved and concerned she won't be able to get home. Hannah's sister Sydney says the messages don't sound like her sister and she's concerned it's not Hannah on the other end of the phone. Hannah's phone still indicates she's at LAX, the LA airport. Hannah, 5'10", 140 pounds, shoulder-length brown hair, hazel eyes, last seen wearing rainbow sweatpants, black sweatshirt, black sneakers, and glasses. If you have info on Hannah Kobayashi, now missing 2 weeks, call LAPD 877-527-3247. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.